Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Consumers continuing to buy beef. Glenn Tonser explains in just a moment.
Why pay every month for a temporary storage facility when you can own a Mueller building? Choose a DIY series building by Mueller and get easy to assemble, affordable, and permanent storage right in your own backyard. With a variety of sizes available and over 30 colors to choose from, our do-it-yourself building kits complement any home or landscape. And if your equipment requires even more storage space, Mueller's standard series buildings are ready to go to work for you. We call them the standard because they have set new benchmarks for quality and flexibility, and their 100% bolt-together design makes them easy to assemble. With competitive financing options, Mueller can be your permanent storage solution. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com to get your free customized building estimate. Then click on our color selector tool to make choosing the perfect combination of colors an easy decision. To find out more about Mueller Steel Buildings and Metal Roofing, call 877-2-MUELLER to speak with a representative at one of our Oklahoma locations nearest you.
Livestock market economist Dr. Glenn Tonser has been working on a beef demand index for several years now. And in 18 of the last 19 quarters, it's shown a higher number, more beef demand out there, according to Dr. Tonser. One of the keys, according to Dr. Tonser, consumers' willingness to buy at higher prices.
The consumers that are purchasing the products are, right? So part of the, you know, the story that's a little harder to pin down is exactly how this is being realized, right? And I can tell you my best guess and my best opinion, I just can't prove it, is as we've removed pounds from the market, because we've had tighter supplies, there's fewer pounds consumed per person, we're not taking every household and taking 2 pounds from them, even though on average that's what we're doing. There's some households that just aren't consuming nearly as much beef and some that haven't changed, maybe even some that have increased. That net change in the household, right, or who remains a heavy beef consumer is critical to this story. And there's a fair amount of evidence that particularly on the muscle cut side, those that kept their jobs, did not experience unemployment in the last recession, continue to be benefactors in today's global economy, all these kind of, you know, knowledge-based jobs that people have been doing well in the last half dozen years are the increasingly target market and increasingly consuming a higher share of what we're talking about here for these muscle cuts. That's a very positive story because implicitly they're probably less price sensitive and it probably enables things like we're talking about right now. They're able to purchase these products at a higher price than we used to think was feasible, mainly because the new consumer base is less price sensitive than what we used to think the consumer base was. And I think that has a lot to do with the consumer base itself changing, as I'm trying to walk us through, but also maybe just the general kind of consistency and quality of the product has improved, which we could belabor that as well. Mm-hmm. But if you remove some uncertainty on the eating outcome, if we have a more consistent product line, people will pay more because you've removed that downside risk. Right. And I think there's a lot of that to this story as well.
Cattle market watcher, Dr. Glenn Tonser. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.